Afternoon. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. I should mention that, well, I'm trying to get up on the Facebook. I'm determined to do the Facebook Live Monday through Friday, 12 noon. I'm having a little technical problem today in that I can't get the start button to start. well, or maybe it just did start. I don't know. You will be able to start, they're telling me, you will be able to start your live broadcast once there's an active video stream. Yeah, the problem is there's no active video stream because I can't get the thing to click on. So that's not going to happen today. I don't know quite how to resolve it other than to try to, I'm going to go back to Best Buy and see if I can maybe get like a separate mouse that can do the necessary diligence in terms of getting the show started and stopped. Yesterday, I was able to get it started by clicking on the laptop, but I couldn't get it to stop, so I basically just shut the whole thing down, and it stopped. But, you know, technology being what it is, and I'm not a genius when it comes to this stuff. I don't know really what I'm doing, frankly. I just have to kind of forge forward. I'm old school. I don't, younger people can do this thing at the drop of a hat. I can't, so. But nevertheless, I've got guests scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, so I'm really hoping that I can figure it out by then. Maybe I'll get with the Facebook people. I'll go to Best Buy, see if they can help me with something, some external means to click on something to get it to really click right, because right now it just ain't clicking. All right, so what did I want to talk about today? I'm in a reflective mood this morning. And I woke up and I'm thinking, why do I podcast? And the answer is both personal and political. So I want to talk about both. On the personal side, I podcast because I'm 61 years old. I didn't necessarily want to reveal that, but there it is. I'm feeling changes in my physique. I'm feeling in my age, frankly. And I'm becoming aware of the fact that there are just so many certain numbers of days left to me in this lifetime. And I've always had a desire to do something that marks the time every day, that is a marker, is something that I can make note of, that I was here. It's an experience that I can observe something, I can contribute something, I can have some kind of an insight that I can leave as a mark for others to learn from, I guess, or just to maybe it's an ego thing, I don't know, maybe it's narcissism. I'm not sure what motivates it, but maybe it's just my desire to make some kind of a difference in life in general or in other people's lives in general, that I feel this need. And I think it's similar to the need that artists feel when they paint, authors feel. I'm an author of books, I'm an author of columns, and I feel the same thing about that. But the radio and the broadcasting is something that I've wanted to do for the better part of 20 years, and I've struggled to get in it. I've done it. I've done thousands of hours of radio time at different radio stations. It's never been easy for me because I don't fit into anyone else's idea of a conventional radio host, or sometimes I tend to get into issues that get me in trouble, or the business is very ego driven. You got a lot of people, it's very desirable to do radio. You're out there, it's like being an actor, or it's being a it's a performance. And so the result is that there's envy, and there's people want to stick you in the back, and they the axe eventually falls on you. And you don't necessarily see the hand that drops the anvil. And so I've been at radio stations throughout Greater Boston. I've been radio stations nationally. And ultimately, I get axed. But I've persevered, and now I'm doing my own thing. And with the podcast, now that I'm getting into a rhythm of doing it Monday through Friday at 12 noon live, I'm getting into a feeling of similar to when I did a daily show, and that is that it forces one to do this. And again, I think I'm speaking here for musicians, artists, anybody who creates. I mean, architects, anything that involves creativity. It forces you to become very acutely aware of being alive, of who you are, of the experience of something spirit. It's spiritual. It's more than just, you know, the physical desire, you know, to go out and have lunch or, you know, to do something, you know, kind of mundane. It's a desire. It's a feeling of connection to something greater, something spiritual, something that has a bigger meaning than just, you know, your conventional life. I mean, life itself is, of course, an incredible miracle. The fact that you wake up and you open your eyes every day and look around, it involves so many billions of facets of events and reactions and spirit and physical and spiritual and emotional and all of it, that it's unfathomable. It's so amazing. And I feel this need to step out of my ordinary day every day, or most days, except I like to rest on certain days, and emote and create and invent, and, you know, do something that's you know, outside of myself, that involves some kind of that I'm creating something that could leave a permanent mark on the world. I have idealistic feelings. Maybe it comes from, you know, the 1960s and 70s. When, you know, people talked about changing the world. I believe that. I still do. Now, my vision of what I'd like to change the world into is different than someone else's, for sure. But, you know, my approach is that it's disseminating knowledge and disseminating insight, and that can change the world. And so that's what I try to do in the podcast, and that's why I do podcasting. That's why I enjoy podcasting. It lets me know who I am. Now, from a political standpoint, I've been driven by this idea of analyzing, understanding, and discussing ideas and individuals that embody ideas, and how those ideas and individuals impact my life as a citizen of a country, as in a society, you know. And I look at it politically, socially, economically, all of it, spiritually. What is the good life? What is the good man? What is the good woman? What is the good way to be? What is right and wrong? How do people's actions impact the world, or do they? And is that impact good or bad? Is it positive or negative? And so I try to look at politics. I want to look at the bigger world out there. What's going on in my own city? What's going on in my state, my country? What's going on in the world? And I feel this need to comment on it and understand it as a means of exposing it, for better or for worse, because I believe that our ability as human beings to communicate, and our recognition in this country of a free media, which is simply the recognition of something that is a natural right to communicate, to analyze, to investigate, is something that leads to positive change. In other words, to deal with corruption and to overcome corruption, you have to identify the nature of evil to lead to positive results, to lead to love, to lead to good things. You have to identify the nature of the good. And so I try, from a political standpoint, mainly to identify that which is evil, because those are the things that threaten to retard and pull back upon progress, and to simply hold them out, make my argument in terms of why I think it's wrong, and let there be a debate on whether or not it's right or wrong. And then out of that debate, I trust that average citizens, my fellow citizens, people just like me, will be able to understand better what the world they live in and make decisions accordingly, and then also in their own way advocate. You know, I've heard lately, I listen to a lot of talk radio, both left and right, and I've been listening to Joe Madison, who's a brilliant talk show host. I don't agree with his issues. He's on the left, and he's kind of a Democratic Party guy. He reveres Barack Obama, frankly. And anything Obama did was good, and anything that's good that happens under Trump is because of Obama. That seems to be his theme. But he always says, every individual needs to find their way to take actions on issues they care about. Whether it be sending a letter to an editor, whether it be calling a radio host, whether it be running for office, which is something that I've done and I advocate, you find a way to raise an issue and raise consciousness among your fellow citizens as a way to affect change. That's part of the responsibility of citizenship. You know, we all find a way. It may be that you can't do it because you're busy with your own career, which is fine. You know, then you have to take care of number one. But anyone who can do something should find a way to do it, whether regardless of whether it seems big or small, and to effectuate positive change in the world by identifying the nature of good and evil and trying to do something to advance the good or destroy or hurt or set back the evil, because those are the forces that exist in our world. And if we don't do something good, then evil will predominate. So I try to expose evil as best I can, as I see it. I try to advance the good in the best way I can, as I see it. And I feel that that is a natural tendency in all of us. That's what, you know, we're kind of hardwired in that way. You know, people say that, you know, you need the government to engage in social charity and social services, or what the left calls social justice, which implies that somehow the recipient of charity deserves it because they want it, which is wrong, by the way. But I would argue that the idea of charity, the idea of doing good for others who are in need, and it's natural. It's natural to the human being. It's hardwired into who we are. Doesn't mean everyone does it. Some people don't do it. That's freedom. But there is a natural tendency in most of us, and some of us try to actualize on it, that leads us to try to do good for others. So my version of that, my means of activism, if you will, and I don't mean it the way the left means it, they mean activism as in furthering a goose step toward authoritarian government and transforming human nature. That's not how I mean it. I mean it in terms of helping people wake up to their own potential, helping people realize who they are based on reality, based on, you know, moral and spiritual ethos. That my version of doing this is through my podcasting, my columns, my books, and my interactions with people. So anyway, those are my thoughts for today. I'm sorry I couldn't get the show up on Facebook. I'm working on that problem, but believe me, I'll get there. Monday, I will be joined next Monday at 12 by Michael Tesarion, who is the host of Unslaved, along with David Whitehead. They were nice enough to have me on this past weekend. Brilliant show, really interesting guys. They examine a lot of stuff in terms of the underground New Age movement and how that's influencing our culture and our politics. On Tuesday, I'll be joined by a former FBI agent who's written a book. I'll get into that Monday, who that is. I want to wait on that one. But it's coming on Tuesday at noon. We're going to be talking with him about this business of FBI corruption in terms of it becoming so politicized that now we have agents from the top down leaving because of their involvement in a political operation, i.e. spying on President and then candidate Donald Trump, which is corruption at the highest levels, and which is allowing their ideology to reach a point where they were willing to step outside of their conventional function as public employees paid by us and engage in these kinds of corrupt activities. So that's primarily what we'd be talking about. And in general, we'll be talking about his experiences at the FBI. So stay tuned for that. And I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My column is on Newsmax. My books are on Amazon. The program is archived on as besides YouTube, on also iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn. And have a nice day, everybody.